I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Taking a shot at telling you where you should be at least looking. It's not always buy. Sometimes it's consider. Sometimes it's weigh this in your portfolio. But at least taking a shot at what you should be looking at next is Tom Lydon, who joins us each week at this time. Tom is president of Global Trends Asset Management and editor at ETFtrends.com, which is more than about, hey, here's a trend, buy this ETF. It's about a lot of stuff on the ETF world. And if you haven't checked it out, go to ETFtrends.com. If you have checked it out, you should go back because it's always updating. By the way, you can follow Tom on Twitter at ETFtrends or at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Market Vectors Junior Gold Miners ETF, ticker GDXJ.
GDXJ, the Market Vector Junior Gold Miners ETF. Well, not any risk in that one, Tom. No.
I know, Chuck, you probably think I've hit my head, right?
I'll try to keep it simple and not make fun of you and just ask this question.
Why not put some of that money to work for you with the high yield only investing in gold and silver can bring?
Well, why not buy junior gold miners? I could come up with a lot of reasons, so I'm real curious as to what your reasons are that you would be buying junior gold miners at this point.
Right. So the great thing about the ETF industry is choice. And now we've got over 1,500 different ETFs that represent all asset classes, global regions, sectors, mini sectors. And the fact that this is gold miners is one thing, but the fact that it's junior gold miners even adds that added sense of risk. But to put things in perspective, the S&P up 30% last year, great. Gold miners were down 40 or 50% last year. So people are asking the question, well, why now? From a valuation standpoint alone, we saw a huge divergence, and that's something that people should consider. Valuations are key, and just looking at it from a PE standpoint, in comparison to the S&P, where that's trading at a 19.5 PE ratio, junior gold miners are around 11.8. So that means it's pretty inexpensive, relatively speaking. And the fact that it had some of the biggest declines that we've seen in decades might give people the pause just to think about, hey, maybe there's some opportunities here. So with that in mind, we've actually seen a little bit of an uptick in gold miners in general, and actually junior gold miners have performed even that much better than the biggest gold miners that make up the XAU, which is the Philadelphia Gold and Silver Index, the top 16 miners that are out there. So if you're looking to maybe get in on something that's maybe oversold and maybe showing a little bit of upside momentum, now might be the time. But it's, as you say, very volatile, but I think from a risk standpoint, a lot less risk than we saw 3 years ago.
So you're not saying this.
I love gold!
You are saying this is a strategic play based on current market conditions. That raises two important questions. One is, what's the sell discipline going to be? I mean, is this a 200-day moving average thing, or where is it? And then the second is, what portion of your assets are you willing to throw in this direction?
So this is purely a strategic play. It's not something that you put your serious money into, for sure. And as you point out, trends and following the trends, this ETF just went above its 200-day moving average, really for the first time in almost 3 years. With that in mind, and if you were to look at this chart, put up a five-year chart of GDXJ on a 200-day average, you'd say, holy smokes, if this trend really does continue, maybe there's an opportunity. So play money only, not your serious money, and trade it on the 200-day moving average. And this really is for investors that are somewhat sophisticated, but more importantly, that you can stick to a discipline. Most people who are trading ETFs, you have a stop-loss opportunity that you can put in with your broker. Use it.
If somebody's going to make a gold play, how much of this versus, you know, something like the GLD, investing in an ETF that holds the actual metal? Because junior gold miners, a very higher risk play on gold.
Absolutely. And if you try to chart the correlation between spot gold prices, which is what GLD is, and the miners, you're going to find that they behave very, very differently. This is something quite different. I mean, I think long term, especially as we get into an inflationary mode, we might see gold prices creep higher, but this is purely an opportunistic play for investors that are looking across the wide variety of ETFs available and what might be something that would be A, oversold, and B, just going above its long-term trend line.
And if you had to guess, how long would you expect you're going to wind up holding this? I mean, how long or short could it be? You've said put in your stop losses, understand that it's a short play, but give folks an idea. I mean, is this, hey, it might just turn out to be a week or two, or it's something that you're going to be in and out of all spring? What are we talking?
Yeah, it could just be a week or two. But if you look back 4 or 5 years ago, the gold miners were up tremendously for a few year period of time and barely went below the 200-day average, maybe once or twice. So if you held this ETF back in 2009 and 2010 above its 200-day average and sold when it went below, you would have made a lot of money. But you have to stick to that discipline.
There you go. It's the ETF of the week, the Market Vectors Junior Gold Miners ETF. The ticker symbol GDXJ. And it's not so much,
I love gold!
It's that this is a trend play. And hey, that's one of the things that Tom Lydon does. He is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. Follow him on Twitter at ETF Trends and at Tom Lydon. Check out the website ETFTrends.com. Tom, thanks as always. There's much more to go on the February 20th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview, so stick around. We're just starting to live the money life, and we got a lot more to go.